on the water side. La carte sonore émotive, portion courte de la poésie sonore où tout se confond. Amalgame de la lecture, des fragments des ouvres en langue d'origine.
Hendrik sa
uschi might listen to Hendrik's live.
Interprétation des écrits étrangers différents.
I betrayed myself.
On the Waterside, vendredi 13h, Jet FM 91.2.
In overcoming one temptation, I must first succumb to another. Cowardice and pride. Living a lie to create the truth. I have betrayed so many who have betrayed me because I betrayed myself. Dressed in a fresh white linen robe they had given him, and he moved with wonderful dignity and grace. A great leader, a great prophet. But through their soul, he led them. They, in fact, drove him before them. To those that ask, on the way they said, "He's our Messiah. He's our Messiah." And there were already rumors of many miracles.
He was being carried along. His head and side were so painful that he felt like vomiting. He had had no chance to discover where exactly the time machine had brought him, but turning his head and opening his eyes, he saw from the dirty sheepskin, jerkin and cotton of the man of his right that he was almost certainly in the Middle East. They were washing him. He felt the cold water running over his body and he gasped. They had stripped of his protective suit and there were no thick layers of sheepskin against his ribs, bound to him by bands of leather. There was less pain, but he felt very weak and hot. The mental confusion of the week presenting his entering the time machine, the journey itself, and now the fever made it difficult for him to begin to understand what was happening to him. Everything had had for so long the quality of a dream. He still could not really believe in the time machine. Perhaps he was just high on something.
The human face and time, the human hands and feet and breath, entering through the gates of birth and passing through the gates of death. Treating time as a dimension, describing it in spatial metaphors. No wonder they get nowhere. Time is nothing to do with space. It is to do with the sick. Nobody understands. Not even you.
When he returned to his cave, he felt exhilarated, could not stop himself from smiling broadly. Without enduring it at all, he was now in a position of power. How should he use the power? Did he really have a mission? Could he alter history and be the one responsible? The understanding came to him as a shock.
he would probably never see the 20th century again, could not report what he witnessed here. Tears came to his eyes and he staggered from the machine, pushing John aside. What am I doing here? He cried in English. And the words came thickly. These two seemed unfamiliar. What was happening to him? He began to wonder if this whole thing were not an illusion, some kind of protracted dream. Oh, God. What's going on? Again, a sense of being completely abandoned came to him. Where am I? Who am I? Time and identity. Nobody understands. Not even you. Nobody. Across all the desert of Arabia, I made my way, a slave of the sun, searching for my God. Time and identity. The two great mysteries. Where am I? Who am I? What am I? Where am I? My devil. My temptress. My desire. My cross. Food, my anchor, my master, my slave, my flesh, my satisfaction, my destroyer, all the loving days that might have been if I had been strong for Eva and those who did not want me for my weakness. For all the rewards granted to the brave, for all the realities given to the strong, I yearn. This is the final irony. The former irony. And I'm not satisfied. My rule, my destiny. In overcoming one temptation, I must first succumb to another. Cowardice and pride, living a lie to create the truth. I have betrayed so many. Who have betrayed me because I betrayed myself.
It was his flesh
being given away piece by piece to whoever desired it. It no longer belonged to him.
It's a lie.
Quae talem actantum meruit habere redemptorem.
on the water side.